Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Howdy, 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 ho! It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Great to have you. It's December 9th, 2015. We're recording live in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's a beautiful day. Still hovering somewhere around 50s. Just got back from my Dunkin' large coffee, cream-only pumpkin swirl. Loving life, man. Heading off to Orlando late tomorrow, back Friday, the last speaking gig of 2015. Yesterday's show, the last podcast, what a difference a year makes. Last December versus this December. Thanks for the messages back. If you hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, that's where you can always find me lurking. Here's something you don't know, or you may know. You may or may not know. I'm a huge Twitteraholic. That much you may know. But I don't use it so much for tweeting as to just kind of see what's going on. And I'm the secret political type that I have very strong political opinions. And, you know, I'm not a fringe guy. I love engaging people in political debate. I find it fascinating that our world can be divided so easily by people who are influenced by politics, by religion, and all that stuff. And usually they're influenced by other people whose opinions are very strong. And rarely are we listening to people whose opinions are different than ours. Like, I say it all the time. I love going to lunch and dinner with my liberal friends, even the fringe ones, because it's fascinating to me. I'm a conservative. I've voted, but you know what's wild is I've had success financially under Bill Clinton and under Barack Obama. So, you know, I don't blame politics or the president for my current financial position. Am I worried about where we are right now? Of course, as a country, absolutely, and in the world, and the safety of my children and everything that's going on with the Middle East and ISIS and all that. So, yes, yes, very concerned. I don't use this pulpit though to spew that stuff, but I am often on Twitter engaging in political conversation and just observing what's going on from the far left and what's going on from the far right. If you're listening to this podcast in real time, Donald Trump just dropped a bomb, not literally, just dropped a bomb that he wouldn't let any Muslims in the U.S. A ban on Muslims coming in. Now, that's fringe. That's out there. Some people actually believe that. Some people think the guy ought to be sent to a mental institution and have his head checked, and he's lost his mind. Okay? Cool. That's great. At least you have an opinion. At least you got a strong opinion. You know, if you had that same emotion going towards your business, here's what I find fascinating. Let's transition in now to everyone else's life, because people get so fired up about whether it's Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or George W. whatever, okay? They get so fired up, and they're posting all this stuff on social media, sharing these links and news that's convenient to what they want to think about. It's left and right, guys. It's equal sides of the aisle. But here's what's wild. Rarely are they that passionate and that emotional about their own success, about their own life, about where they can make improvements in their own life. And look, I'm guilty as charged, man. I got both hands in the air. Whenever I take shots, it's always myself first. I mean, if I was staying up at 10 at night on Twitter, probably promoting my speaker training or podcast training or every day is Saturday, but I just like to decompress a lot and just time to take a break. And for me, it's entertainment. You know, for some people, they watch a movie on Netflix. For me, I hop on Twitter and see what's going on in politics, religion, and everything else, sports, all that good stuff. But we get so divided, we get so emotional talking about things that, quite honestly, we don't have that much control over. You know, politics in this country, at least, in the United States, is driven mainly by money. You know, you got the most money, you're going to get the most exposure. You're going to buy the most TV ads, you're going to get the your message out on the bully pulpit, so to speak. But what about your money? What about your success and your finances? Why don't you take equally as passionate stance as what's going on in your own life and tell people, for example, what product or service you have. Instead of sharing on Facebook you know, all this vitriol about who you don't do and don't like, politically speaking. Why don't you take that and say that opportunity, rather, and use it to talk about what's going on in your life and the product and the service that you're offering to people, you know, how you're going to add value. What if we did that? Man, it's never going to happen. Never in a million years is that ever going to happen, and I'm not stupid enough to say that it's going to. I'm just kind of, hey, just kind of dreaming a little bit, because when I left my job 10 years ago, and even before that, I'd say right around, I'm trying to think, was it 2001, 2002? I got sick of bitching and moaning about my job, man. And I could feel myself just going down the toilet. You know, I would hang out at lunch and we would complain and bitch about the boss and they were doing this wrong and that wrong. And they weren't, you know, they were running the company. You know, they weren't running a country, but they were running a, you know, $90 million organization or a $300 million company wrongly in all of our opinions, all our first level managers. We all had the answers, the solutions. Well, instead of complaining all the time, I'd have decided to research, okay, well, what if I quit my job? Like, what if I found a different way? Instead of feeling this anger all the time, which I did, I felt life was slipping away. I had my daughter in 2001. 9/11 happened that same year. My daughter was 6 months old when 9/11. She was born on March 18th of 2001. And so all these things were happening, and it was right around then, right around the fall of 2001, actually, where I just started thinking, you know, there's got to be a better way to life. There just has to be. I don't want to be miserable. I don't like complaining, but I do complain. I don't like being average, but I am average. I don't like feeling confined and trapped, but I am trapped because I can't. If I quit my job, the money stops coming in, the health insurance. You know, I got a kid now. I got to take life a little more seriously. And I see it a lot with people with politics, at least here in the United States. You know, they talk a lot. They talk a good game, what they would do if they were in charge. Well, why don't you do something? Why don't you run for office? Nobody will, because they all have skeletons in their own closet. They're all afraid of being judged. We can all throw it out there. Very few of us can take it, though. You know what I mean? And so what I would say is, why don't you clean up your own house a little bit? Why don't you get your house in order? Why don't you start adding value, getting out there, monetizing your passion? And you'll see, whatever's going to happen in the political world and everything else that goes on, all this hurricane swirling around. And by the way, right now, we haven't even had a primary yet. We haven't even had Iowa or New Hampshire. Nothing's even happened. You know, we're still a year away from electing our president. And it's crazy right now. I mean, politics, I don't know if it's just me. Have you noticed it in the past, I'd say, I don't know, 6 or 8 years? I mean, it's gotten damn near just nuts. You know, I mean, a year ahead of the primaries, we're already going crazy after each other and attacking each other. And it drives wedges between people on Facebook. How many times have you seen it? Have you seen this on Facebook? Because I have. I've had people who I'm quote-unquote friends with on Facebook. It comes up, their update is, if you even vote for Barack Obama, he's a treasonous traitor, unfriend me right now. Go click unfriend right now. And then you'll see the other side. You know, if you even like Donald Trump or you even like George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, you unfriend me right now. Like, really? That's all it takes? All it takes is us having a difference of opinion politically and we're not friends. Is that true? Now, that is true, because I've seen the people, and yeah, they're that nuts out there. But I never see these individuals posting or promoting anything going on in their own life that's worth talking about. Because if you're living somebody else's reality, your life ain't worth talking about, seriously. You got nothing going on in your own life. Nothing that you can talk about. You know, I got more than I can say grace over with four kids, and one of them are baby Susan now, who's, you know the story, and she's recovering. But I got so much stuff to talk about to get out there. Every now and again, I'll drop a political bomb, but it's just to stir the pot. I am a big pot stirrer. My wife will tell you as well. I stir the pot. I'm like the point guard. I dish it and then I leave, man. I start the fast break and then I'm out of the picture just to see other people go nuts. You know, you say something a little crazy out there and let them just go nuts with it. The advice today, have something worth talking about on your own. You know, don't go. I mean, look, there's enough people out there that can spew all the political and religious and all that venom out there. And, you know, good for them. They're going to live a tortured life because in the long run, they're not talking to anybody but their fringe, the people that already agree with them. You're never converting. You're not going to convert anybody over to your side of thinking in a political or religious argument. It's never going to happen. It never has happened. It never will happen. Why don't you convince people to come into your business? Why don't you convince people to join your tribe? Why don't you learn how to market yourself better? And use the platform we have out there to get your message out there. I promise you this much, you'll feel a hell of a lot better when you wake up in the morning. You'll be less angry. You'll be more grateful. And I think you'll have a better quality of life. And oh, by the way, if you want to engage in some really great political back and forth, hit me up sometime after like 8 o'clock Eastern time. When the kids' homework is done, I put them to bed, maybe even 9 o'clock. I'm just hanging out on Twitter, watching TV. That's when I engage. Kind of, it's like my underground society, man. It's good. It's like my junk food. It's like my Kardashians, you know. We all need a place to escape for a half hour. And, oh, yeah, by the way, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.